So let's take a good deep breath and begin our mirab. It's a time for that shift to occur. And these aren't just other nice words. It has to be. It's time for that shift to occur. And I want you to get out of your heads right now in terms of thinking what's going to happen, because that will hold you back. I want you to get out of your heads in terms of thinking that you're going to will yourself there. You cannot. Or you're going to box your way into it. As Tad found out, it doesn't work. And what is this about? It's really the hocus pocus, let's go. Let's let go of the old focus. That's it. It's the magic that occurs when we let that old focus go. Focus is an angelic sense, the ability to take your light and have it become very, very focused. So focused that you forget about what's outside of the spectrum. We're going to open that focus. Not by trying to punch through it or fight it. You know, it's like my crystal. I've told you about that story. And I'm not even going to use the word allowing today, believe it or not. It's just time. And where do we go from here? What happens? What are you going to be like? Those are the thoughts of a human, and we are going beyond that. But isn't it better than just staying in that drowning scenario? That awful nightmare. I will say that it is natural. In other words, you can't make it happen. It's all very natural. Getting out of that old focus, opening up. Having that freedom. I don't like doing group activities, group meditation, group portal openings or anything like that, because it's an individual journey. Journey into sovereignty, but on this rare occasion, I ask you to feel into all the others around the world, all the rest of the Chambra, who are ready for this. It's not their energy that's going to make it happen, but perhaps it'll give you some feeling of solace, some feeling of actually being, knowing that others that have journeyed with you are now ready for it. Some feeling of confidence. You feel into all the others who've tired of this drowning, tired of the waiting, tired of the constant searching and just ready to break through now. Now, please, some of you are going right back into that, but what's going to happen to me? You can't do that. We can't do that and get to where we're going. It's about perhaps just having trust in yourself. or just about not caring anymore. Yes, I do know it's been very tough. And it's the in a way, it's accelerated. The tough level is accelerated. At the same time, oddly enough, so is the beauty and the joy accelerated, but it doesn't compensate for the tough. I say this is the time right now where we break through. Blow up the old focus. And again, there's no thinking our way through this. And you don't do it just a little bit. Blowing things up is blowing things up. You don't just slowly dismantle. What's the big picture? The big picture is that the planet is ready for it. Take a look at all the everything that's happening, and you're absolutely ready for it. Now, let's let it happen. I'll just be without words here for a moment. Now I'm going to shift into just pure energy communications. I ask you to do the same with yourself, just pure energy communications. Some of you are experiencing some barriers, things that are holding you back, and wondering if these are just fears of yours, or wondering if maybe you're not ready. Well, it's the old gravity, of course. Well, it's the human mind wondering, but we're just going to leap over that. We're just going to go beyond it. That's it. Pay no attention to those things that you feel may be holding you back. Just take a deep breath and let your own light now expand. It'll do it. Let your own light expand. As light expands, it changes the very nature of gravity, the very thing that's been keeping you submersed. You don't have to do a thing. It's literally doing it on its own. It's doing it because you, the human, have chosen it, and you, the master, are already into it. The master, which is the culmination of all of your lifetimes, is already into this expanded state, where the light is not in its tight focus anymore. The master is already there. Can the human meet the master now? Can the human accept that the human is the master? The old focus would say that you need to do something, you need to work at it, you need to effort it. But that just makes for more old gravity. This is about opening the light now, letting it open. Or better said, letting your self perceive, you the human, perceive the light that has always been opened. But you are just living in a reality of its very narrow focus. Just open your awareness now to the light that has always been expansive. The very light that created gravity, the very light that goes far beyond gravity itself. And you, the master, the culmination of the wisdom of all of your lifetimes now, is asking the human, your human self, are you ready? Are you ready to join me in a very expanded state of consciousness and light? Are you ready to give up the human focus and limitations? Are you ready to go beyond this scenario of the drowning human? To realize that while you thought that you were surrounded and entrapped in the water, we can go into the magic and realizing there actually is no water. The master, all of your accumulated wisdom, extends their hand out to you, and because the master has been in lifetimes, has been human, but is now just the wisdom of that experience, it can extend a hand out to you. Say, are you ready to come with me beyond? Are you ready to come with me beyond? And if not, you're welcome to stay in your hocus pocus focus. If you're not ready, you want to think about it, I'll come back later, ask you again. And if you feel it's more important to hold on to the identity of the human in matter, in the illusion of this reality of density, that's fine. I'll always be here. But if you're ready now, take my hand, and I will show you new worlds. I'll show you who we really are and what we've become. But only if you're really ready. This is not a game. Only if you're truly ready. Then I'll show you what beyond is. I already exist in that beyond. I already exist in the full spectrum of my light. And now, take my hand if you want to join me. If you're not ready, just call upon me when you're finally tired of the old focus. Very few humans are ready for this step, very few. They still are engaged in games and experiences. Even on the spiritual path, they engage in distractions, distortions, avoidances, avoiding really going beyond. It sounds strange because those on the path say they all are looking for this, but actually very few are. They're looking maybe for more of the old love 1.0. They're looking for maybe some magic tricks here and there to impress their friends and scare their enemies. But the really pure, the ones who are very true to themselves, like you, and there aren't many, but like you, are now ready to receive the full blessing of their light. And I misspoke before. I'll admit that I misspoke. I said to the human, there's nothing to do. You can't. You can't do it. You take the hand of the master, but other than that, there's nothing. But I'll correct that. You can be in gratitude of yourself. It's easy to focus on the tough stuff, the aches and pains of life, the challenges and the difficulties, and it's easy to keep wondering what's wrong with me. Caldera wrote a wonderful article about that. What's wrong with me? But how about a little gratitude? How about waking up tomorrow morning? And yes, you're going to wonder what you're going to do for a job or what's going to happen to you if you happen to have accepted the hand of the master, all these things. But how about just some gratitude for life? I know life has kicked the crap out of you at times, but gratitude for the ones who you have loved and love now. Gratitude for being able to look out the window and see the beauty of nature, see the big accumulation of snow right now. Gratitude for being able to enjoy food. Gratitude to yourself for having gotten this far. Gratitude for allowing yourself to go into the metaphysics, into the understandings of consciousness, energy, light, and life. The gratitude for having met so many good people along the way, and Oshamber tends to be a little people adverse to being in the mass consciousness effect of people, but there's people in your life, people in your life that you can just feel that gratitude that they are there or have been there. Gratitude for dear ones along the way who truly care about you. The Ascended Masters, the Tobias. Tobias probably loves you more than any being could possibly love you. And Kathumi. Oh, gratitude. You see, when you're in gratitude, well, feel it for a moment. In gratitude for just being here. In spite of being drowning, but you're still here. Feel what that does to your own light. When you're in gratitude to you, the human, for your sacrifices, feel what that does to your light. Boom. Opens it. Gratitude for being here at this moment with the Master. And the gratitude for coming to this point together with Shambra to say, no more. We are going to go beyond. No more talking about it, thinking about it, processing it, imagining it, treating it as a game. We've got to go beyond. Got to go beyond. There are many, many, many who are watching and observing in the other realms. Oh, in the near-earth realms. Things have been pretty tough there lately. The near-earth realms are where most of the people who die on the planet now go, and they linger for a while before another incarnation. There's a lot of anxiety there, a lot of anxiety. Is Earth going to even survive? Is it worth going back for another lifetime? They're watching and waiting. Humans who have lost so much hope over the past 10, 20 years, a hopeless world. So it seems at times, they're watching and observing what happens. Oh, they may not know you by name or anything, but in spite of the hopelessness, there's hoping that something breaks through. Something shifts on this planet. A lot of them are waiting for the second coming of Yeshua. A lot of them are hoping for some sort of alien intervention. These things are not going to happen, not as they imagine it. It's the very first who agree to go beyond, no matter what. That's it. That's the big picture. What I can tell you about going beyond, opening the light, opening the spectrum, freeing the old gravity, I can tell you that you do then go into Love 2.0. It's not an extension of Love 1.0. It's not just a little better love or a little easier. It is a very different type of love. an evolved love, a conscious love, a no-gravity love. And what I can tell you about going now into the beyond, if you choose to do that, there is magic, because you're no longer restricted by the typical physics of the material earth. You're no longer trapped in gravity. You're no longer a slave of atomic structure. You go into magic because, well, it's all just your energy anyway. How do you want to apply it? How do you want to let it serve you? It doesn't have to serve you just in the narrow spectrum. It can serve you full spectrum. So in a way, it's really not magic. It is just the natural workings of energy, but beyond what most humans are even aware of. It's the magic you've always longed for. The ability to be in multiple realms and realities at the same time. The ability to be free. Let's take a deep breath together. In this month of love, in this time of convergence on the planet, in the very center of the very reason why you're here right now, let's release the drowning human. Release the illusion of water. Release the illusion of suffocation. And set yourself free. It's go or no go at this point, dear Chambra. I'm not just handing out candy today. I'm making a very clear statement. Those who are ready, let's do it. And if you're not sure, you'll have more opportunities in the future. But too many of you are hurting. Too many of you waited too long. Now it's it. And the planet needs it as well. Let's take a deep breath together into the big picture, into freedom, into the beyond, and into love 2.0. With that, dear Chambra, such a delight to be here. We'll look back on this time. We'll look back and say it was a true point of separation. You know, for those of you here at the Connection Center, there's a certain beauty, isn't there, with the snow falling, covering everything up. A certain quiet beauty, a certain purity out there. You can almost feel that, or you can feel that change coming about. So with that, I'm going to go take some time to myself. I've been very busy with each and every one of you lately. I'm going to go back and read by the fireplace. And remember that all is well in all of creation. I am Adamus, in service to you. Thank you.